Oh, kia ora e ahua, ko Tanya Takuingua. You're on the New Zealand Music Show on Coast Access Radio with Tanya joining you this time around. And it's New Zealand Music Month, been May. Now, a few hiccups back, well, actually a couple of weeks back now, got the Dominion Post here at Coast Access Radio and I had the weekend edition. And on the front page it says, Top of the Pops, the 10 most influential songs from Aotearoa. So I thought, all right, whose opinion is this? Turned into the inside of the article, page 8, and I see that Grant Smithies has written this article, 10 Most Influential New Zealand Songs. He said, to mark the start of New Zealand Music Month, this came out on the 30th of April, Grant Smithies was putting his opinion on the line and picked some of the songs he thinks that have had the biggest impact on Aotearoa. For a little bit of something different, I thought, well, let's follow along. And because you might not be able to read through the speakers, and it's a couple of weeks ago now, I'll read what he's put for some of the top songs in his top 10. So we've got to start off with something completely Kiwiana. It is the Howard Morrison Quartet. Yes, it's Hoki Mai. Make sure you sing along. From 1959. Distinctive Kiwi sound, the Howard Morrison Quartet with Hoki Mai from 1959. So this is actually Grant Smithies picks his top 10 most influential New Zealand songs from the Dominion Post from the 30th of April. And he said, he wrote this article and he said, hang on, what about this and that and such and oh my God, that song sucks and I can't believe this one missed out. Where's Scribes? Not many. What happened to Chris Knox is not given lightly. Where's Fur Patrol's Lydia or Don McGlashan's Anchor Me? How come there's nothing by Split Enz, The Chills, Algis Harding, She Had, Toy Love, Crowded House? Well, these are Grant Smithies picks, so we're going to continue on. The second one he's got down is quite local, actually. The Formula, yes. Taranaki's Wayne Mason, who lives in this neck of the woods now, he wrote the song The Formula's Nature. Way back in 1969, and I tell you what, it is one of those songs that have stuck with us. Thank you.
I need some thoughts that I do. Do, do, do.
Formula with nature, don't you love it? Through falling leaves I pick my way slowly, talking aloud eases my mind. Written by Taranaki's Wayne Mason. Brilliant song, brilliant song. We are doing the 10 most influential New Zealand songs as picked by Grant Smithies in the Dominion Post on the 30th of April. So far, so good. The next one he picked was The Clean with Tally Ho, very much a Flying Nun sound from the early 80s down in Dunedin, but we're going to skip past that one and go to something a little bit further north, to Pātea. You know where I'm going with this one. Oh yeah, it's the Pātea Māori Club with Poie from 1984. Sing along.
Bye.
Oh, I'd love to be able to sing that word for word. The Pātea Māori Club with Poie from 1984. The lyrics are renowned by Tokomaru Bay teacher and composer Noi Pewhairangi, who wanted to encourage pride in Māori language and culture. Producer Dalvanius Prime added a stomping electronic beat in the hope that young people might hear it on the radio and learn about their language and culture through the medium they were comfortable with. Well, I tell you what, he hit the nail on the head there. I wish I could sing it word for word. It is absolutely brilliant. Poie was the only local song to hit the New Zealand Top 20 in three separate decades. Fabulous. Continuing on with the New Zealand Music Show on Coast Access Radio now, I'm using Grant Smithy's choices of the 10 most influential songs from Aotearoa, and this just came out in the Dominion Post on the 30th of April. I've got it in my hot little hands, got the sound effects here of the paper itself, so you might be able to get a back copy and read it. Now, if I went da-da-da-boom-boom, 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 would you know the rest? Of course you do. Oh yes, it was a theme song to a movie as well. Came out in 1986. It is Sir Dave Dobbin with Herbs and Slice of Heaven.
Da 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 bum bum da 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 bum bum da 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 bum bum da 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 bum bum da 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 bum bum da 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 bum bum da 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 bum bum da.
Da 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 da
gorgeous. Yeah, Dave Dobbin and Herbs. I can almost see the dog bouncing around in the background. Murray Ball's cartoon dog in the background. Slice of Heaven on Coast Access Radio. New Zealand Music Month. It is indeed featuring iconic standout tunes from Aotearoa. Grant Smithy's 10 most influential songs from Aotearoa, as he stated in the Dominion on the 30th of April. Upper Hutt Posse, I heard something about them on RNZ recently, and I don't really know a lot about Upper Hutt Posse, but they were huge with the song E Tu in 1988, so let's give it a spin.
Kā ranga, rangatahi, whakarongo, whakarongo. We nā tamato, tamato, tamato. So we must like te ahi, don't get led astray by Babylon. Kia mo, kito mori. There's a lot of people who think they're tough today, but Jesus lights it over, how would have blown them away. To whom he ki, he had spreads to the scouts by kai, down the flank, oh ha. Yo, pake ko mori in a matter fair all. So the cordy exacted it in a slaughter. It's a mori battalion in a World War II. Staunch on the battlefield, they had many clues. Like one, nothing move from hill to a nine. Victoria Cross, so true, so strong. It's a mori was a fierce warrior. Strike fear in the hearts of Babylon soldier. Yeah, it's true, yeah, it's true. That's why I'm talking to you. Kia kai, 2-1-2-2. Air 2, stand proud. Kia kai. Say it loud. Air 2, stand proud. Kia kai, say it loud. Yes, the man who tried to kill him was Fontaine Ski, but he became a victim of his own folly. Cause T took a word of him to smash, you see. Guerrilla warfare, huh? Moldy. The British tried to take a part, they thought it'd be a victory. But Kawiti had fooled the enemy. The British raided the pie, yeah, but they got shot down. Cause Kawiti had a plan and it was sound. Air 2, stand proud. Kia kai, say it loud. Air 2, stand proud. Kia kai, say it loud. Te Rangi Hayata believes in holding the land against the foe, yo, the British man. To a hymn that's essential to the manner of the chief. In the hut, there was some hardcore feats. In 1846, in the Hutt Valley, I see fighting boot out between the British and the Maori. And more than one settler on disputed land was killed when the Maori fought the British plan. Cause white rule and justice go hand in hand. So against that is where we stand. Yo, don't forget those who fought before. Our struggle continues more and more. Yeah, it's a struggle, it's a struggle. System's got us in a muddle. So strive to get out of this puddle. Air 2, stand proud. Kia kai, say it loud. Air 2, stand proud. Kia kai, say it loud. Say it loud.
Wow, that was a bit of a lesson in itself. That is Upper Hot Posse from 1988 with Air 2, the first local hip-hop record and a bilingual one at that. Pretty cool, eh? So the lead singer there, Dean Harpeter, calls himself Te Kupu and directs his lyrical patu at the heads of all those who would hold his people down, his warrior tirade punctuated by the cries from a haka and scratching from posse turntablist Daryl DLT Thompson. Wow. Air 2 means stand. Very good. Air 2 is a confrontational protest song that draws from the chiefly acts of Indigenous leaders who led their peoples in resisting a foreign invasion of their lands, says Harpeter. So that is just one of the songs on Grant Smithy's 10 most influential songs from Aotearoa, his picks, Upper Hutt Posse with Air 2. All right, the next one is from a band from down south. It's the Straitjacket Fits, that Flying Nun sound again from 1987. I don't know this song, actually. It's called She Speeds.
Thank you.
That's The Straight Jacket Fits with She Speeds from the Flying Nun label from 1987. And I'm just having a look at the papers still. I've still got the Dominion Post from the 30th of April this year. The Top of the Pops, the 10 most influential songs from Aotearoa, as picked by Grant Smithies. And I see we're just about out of time, so I'll let you know that was number 7, Straight Jacket Fits, She Speeds. I'm not sure if number 10 is his top number 1, or if number 1 is Grant's number 1. Number 8 was OMC, Otara Millionaires Club with How Bizarre from the album Ha in 1995. OMC started out as a wry joke, a reference to the entrenched poverty of the South Auckland suburb, then became more like a self-fulfilling prophecy after producer Alan Jansen and singer frontman Paulie Fulmoina created a mutant mariachi trumpet pop song that made them rich. And of course, we all remember How Bizarre, How Bizarre. We remember when Beck Runga came out with Sway in the late 90s. She was so influential. Beck and then her sister Bo Runga. And of course, who can forget in 2013 when she came out with a bash and a bang and an explosion. It was Our Lord with Royals. So go and listen to some Kiwi music. It's New Zealand Music Month. You're listening to Coast Access Radio. I'll catch you next time. Ka kite anō.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.